it's your girl, Grace Oben. Welcome to Magnetize. Are you a dream builder? We are here to help you embark on your life-changing journey. Remember, whatever your mind can conceive, you have the power to achieve. Are you ready to make your dream a reality? Let's do it! Hello, 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 wonderful people. Welcome back to Magnetize. Hey, it's your girl, Grace Oben, and I have an amazing, amazing guest. You will be glad I had her today on Magnetize. And without any further ado, I'm going to introduce the beautiful, amazing Tiezar. Hi, Tiezar. How are you? I hope I pronounced your name well and correct.
Yes.
So how are you doing? Welcome to Magnetize. I'm really excited to have you here. You are an amazing person. I met you when you spoke last year, and I just said, I must have this lady on my podcast because she is pregnant with ideas. Amazing, amazing ideas. So why don't you tell us about one of your great invention?
Thank you so much for having me, Grace. This is just a complete honor. I loved your speech as well. And when you messaged me asking to be on here, I was just so blown away and honored that you would ask me. So thank you for that. So as Grace said, my name is Tirza, and I recently launched my business that is called Swapify. So it's actually a swapping app that I launched in Alberta. And there's a huge story behind it, but basically, I grew up in the family business, watching my dad barter. The bike shop was called Bentley Cycle and Trading Post, and he always would trade with people. And it just was how we lived, how we grew up. And as I grew up and became an adult and was trying to still use these skills, I realized how frustrating it was that there wasn't a platform, you know, a modern way of connecting with other people who really want to barter and trade. But there's so many people interested in doing it, but there wasn't an easy one to use. And people try to do it through Facebook, but it's a little bit awkward. And anyway, so I realized, I'm like, you know what, someone needs to do something about this. And I'm very much an action taker, which we just discussed, both of us are, like, you just get an idea and you go for it. And so I had this idea. And when I first looked into it, I was told the price tag of what it might cost. And I felt like someone had kicked me in the stomach. I'm like, I can't afford that. It's too much money. I said, I guess I can't do it. And that thought made me sick to my stomach. And so I'm like, okay, I know this was an inspired idea. I have to do something with it. And despite every single possible hurdle, I am at this point now where a few months ago, I just launched my app in Alberta. So it's an incredibly exciting time. Yeah, that's the short version.
So that you see, that's why I always say, what your mind can conceive, what your mind can conceive, you have the power, you have the ability to achieve it. And I'm so happy that you shared that, because a lot of people would have like, this is not for me. Mm-hmm. I always say to people that failure is a feedback. It's kind of a feedback. When you do something that doesn't work out, it's just, you just got a feedback. All you need to do is to pay attention to that feedback and go back on the drawing board and say, what did I miss? What did I miss in all of this? But a lot of times, some people feel like, this is not for me because it didn't work out. It's not for me. But so let me ask you. So what does magnetizing your dream life means to you? And how did you discover this concept?
Well, that's a good question. I really believe that you don't get what you want in life. You get what you are. And it's like this, you are this magnet, the one side of the magnet, and the universe, the world, your people around you, your business is the other side of that magnet. And so if you keep magnetizing crap into your life and bad experiences, in so many cases, you are getting what you are. In some way, somehow, you're putting out something negative into the universe and you're going to get it back. So magnetizing your dream life, like if you truly are trying to do that, you have to do the inner work. You have to become the person that can handle that dream life. Like, so many people wish they would win the lottery and skip the thousands of steps between where they are and being rich. But look at the people that actually do win the lottery. They didn't become the person that can handle what they thought they wanted, and they lose it within a very short period of time. And so throughout this, it's taken me over 2 years to get to this point from conception to launching, and I have become a completely different person in that period of time. And I know if I would have gotten my dream like I wanted, had my business launched, had my app ready, gotten that 2 days after I thought of it, I couldn't have handled it. I would not have been the person that could have held that. So I've had to become that person. That's kind of what I think of when you say that and ask that question. You have to absolutely become the person that can handle what you want, and then you will get what you want because you're going to magnetize that into your life.
That's so true. That's really true. It's so funny. Becoming is one of my favorite words. As a matter of fact, I did my women conference, networking conference in 2022. And the title was Becoming. So that's one of my most favorite words. And you know, what you said is so true. Because I always say, like, our vision is here and we are somewhere here. Mm-hmm. So that we have to come up and meet that vision for us to be able to accomplish, right? You have to become that person that is able to carry out that vision and bring that vision to fruition, right? So what you said is just so true. And the process of becoming, when you become that person, then you attract, right? Mm-hmm. Everything that you need to carry out that vision. So what's your biggest obstacle, or what's the biggest obstacle you've encountered or overcome? And how did you do that? How did you navigate that?
I think what it was is just knowing so clearly that this is what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what hurdle came in my way. I haven't really talked about this. But when I first started, I initially thought I was going to build a website for trading. Mm-hmm. And so because I was on mat leave at the time, so I didn't have a big budget. I didn't have any budget. And I was able to find a couple of investors. And I found a guy that I had a couple of good reviews about that could build this website. He told me half the price of what someone else told me. I'm like, perfect. This is great. Mm-hmm. I went with him and he disappeared and I lost a lot of money. And that was my first experience in launching my business and trying to get this going. And it was a huge loss. And I still haven't seen the money. I haven't heard from him in a couple of years. Like, he just disappeared. And so that was a huge hurdle, but I was like, in the moment, it was very frustrating, but I also knew, I'm like, okay, something good has to come of this. And it truly did. So I was redirected to someone else that was able to give me what I actually wanted when he wasn't going to be able to. So unfortunately, I wasted a lot of time with him, a lot of money. But in the long run, I realized I need an app. I don't need a website. And his website wasn't going to function properly. It wasn't going to be the caliber that I needed. And it was a redirection. So I am very thankful for it, even though it was very frustrating at the time. Obviously it redirected me to where I was supposed to be. So maybe not a hurdle, but a redirection, and I'm very thankful for it.
You know, I believe that everyone who is in business have a website story to tell. I also have a website. I have a similar story. Mine, the person didn't disappear. It was more like the build website, 1 month later, the website was suspended. And I reached out, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I just wanted to log in to check something. And my website is suspended. Oh, don't worry, we're going to take care of it. And then it got fixed. 2 weeks later, someone reached out to me and said, hey, Grace, I wanted to, like, you know, check out something on your website. But I got there and your website is suspended. I called. Oh, okay, I'll look into it. And finally, the website was suspended, like, permanently till this day. And then finally, they were like, oh, we'll just start it all over, build you something. I'm like, you know what? No. I don't know what you guys did back there. That makes while that makes Google to suspend my assessment, I'd rather just move on. So let's talk about when you were talking at the beginning, you spoke about magnetizing, attracting, you know, what you want and all those things. So I just want to find out from you, what do you think mindset and belief systems play in attracting your dream life, and how do you work on strengthening your mindset, your belief systems, and stuff like that?
This is kind of a weird analogy, but I feel like it really, really sinks in. And so basically I'm doing the mindset work and the inner work and that type of thing, like what role it plays. If you make the outside shiny and the inside is full of garbage, you are not going to get what you want out of life. And so your outer or your inner world is what creates your outer world. And so I often think of a compost bin that is full of vegetables, and you can shine the outside all you want, but if you don't clean out the inside and do the work on the inside, it doesn't matter how much work you do on the outside. So I have spent the last 2 or 3 years working so hard on the inside, and I've changed my life. Like, who I was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago is a completely different person. And so I know, like I said, in that becoming, who can handle the stresses of this business, the heaviness of this business, the decisions, all of that. I could not have done that without doing the inner work, without having created this person. And so the mindset is everything. Like, it's everything. And we've talked about this earlier before we started, but it's absolutely everything. And so how I implement that in my life, what I do, I'm actually currently on my, I think, third annual women's group that I host every January, and it's called Warrior Unleashed. And so every January I host this group for women, and we do cold plunges, we do like workouts, journaling, all that thing, all that stuff. And we have 6 goals.
So did you say Women Unleashed?
Warrior Unleashed.
Warrior Unleashed. Okay.
Yeah. So we have 6 goals that we achieve together every day and do check-ins and all of that. And cold water has transformed my life, which sounds crazy, but it's true. And there are so many women that have come through my program that it just completely changes their lives. So I my main business is Swapify and swapping and bartering, but because my life has been changed by the inner work, I do a little bit of mindset coaching on the side too, specifically with these warrior programs. So all that to say, my main thing that I do, I'm on day 315 of cold plunging every single day. And that has transformed my life. And I think the biggest reason is, if I can handle that, I can handle anything. And so when I get in that cold water, it's painful. It sucks. It's hard. But I have become someone that I believe in because of that. So it doesn't have to be a cold plunge, but honestly, pick something and do it every day for a year until you believe in yourself. That's probably the biggest thing that has gotten me to this point.
That's so amazing. My own is more like, I decided to commit to waking early in the morning.
Good for you.
Before, I used to be known as, my friends would even call me sleeping head, because I loved sleeping in. And you rightly say, when pick one thing that is, especially something that is really hard, something that is difficult, if it's exercise, you know, pick something that it's hard to do, that is not like so natural or comfortable to do. And then just keep doing it and doing it. The thing is that you won't only have the result from what you're doing, but again, we go back to that becoming, right? Becoming, the person you become in the process makes the whole difference. You know, some people will say attitude is everything. I said, no, mindset is everything, because if you have the right mindset, you have the right attitude. It's just as simple as that. So what is your most favorable or memorable failure you've ever experienced, and how did it shape your path as a person?
It's a little bit of a tough one, because I don't believe in failure, kind of like you mentioned. And how I take that is, I remember sitting on my bed right before I even decided to launch my business, and I had a moment of fear, And I was like, what if I fail? Like, what if this just doesn't work? And instantly I remembered this quote that said, like, you cannot fail if you don't quit. I'm like, okay, well, if I don't quit trying, I can't fail. Okay, that's simple. I can do that. So what have I failed at? I've had redirections, like I mentioned, but I haven't failed because I haven't quit. But that is different than who I used to be. And before the cold plunges, before this journey in the last 3 years that I've been on of doing inner work, I was a quitter. So if someone's listening to this, like, oh, she's tough, she can do cold plunges, whatever, she doesn't quit, like, don't build me up to be this person that I've not always been like this. Like, I used to quit everything I started. I used to not believe in myself. And so becoming someone that is worth believing in, someone that I can believe in. So I don't really believe in failure per se. Yeah. I've had hurdles, I've had discouragements, but not failures. So
I like how you describe it as redirection. I think that's one of the most beautiful way to describe when things get to a point where it doesn't look like you're getting the result that you thought you'd be getting at that point, right? And then to instead of calling it failure, you call it redirection or feedback. I think it's just amazing. You know, like I said, like just going back to say, okay, what am I missing? Is there something I'm missing? Do I need to do some more homework? Do I need to research more on this thing? Do I need to take some more courses online or in person? Do I need to hire a coach? Do I need to reach out to someone who has walked this path before to help guide me, right?
Well, honestly, speaking of like reaching out to other people, I want to interject right there. It's taken me a while to learn this, but when I have a really big decision to make or something really tough or something that appears like it might be a failure, redirection, hurdle, whatever you want to call it, my first reaction was usually, okay, I should call this person or call that person. And I started to really just stop myself and realize I have the answer inside of me. And so I have to just quiet my mind and go meditate, and I know I will get the answer. So often that's what it is. And I know I can get that clarity when I get quiet. So it might be a course, it might be asking someone else, or it might be just getting quiet and hearing the answer. So that's another big thing that I do.
That's amazing. I like that. You know, searching on the inside.
Yeah.
And just say, okay, you've done this before. You've been here, maybe not with the same project, but you've overcome things. So you overcome this. So just take some moment and think and reflect and just meditate. Just give yourself some moment to just think about things. I love that. So will you say your app is the most courageous decision you've ever taken? Building your app.
I feel like it's a combination of the creating the business. But prior to doing this, I was a paramedic. I had a steady income. I showed up to work, I did my job, and I came home and had a paycheck. And so walking away from that might have been the most courageous decision, but there's kind of been steps of me letting that go. And so I quit my job, and that was huge. Like, I worked so hard to get that job, to do the schooling, to compete against all the other people that wanted that job, and I got the job. And then to get the full-time spot, like, it was years of a process. And then to let it go, that was like so hard. And then the next step was letting my license go. And I just did that a few months ago. And that was so emotional, because the biggest thing was I just cut off my safety net. And I don't believe in plan B, not the pregnancy thing, but like having a backup plan. I don't believe in having a backup plan, because I used to always think it was great. So I had two business ideas. I'm like, okay, if I kind of like feed both, then if one doesn't work, the other one will. But I heard someone say this, and it was the best thing I've ever heard. He said, what if you had a marriage, but then just in case that didn't work, you had a boyfriend on the side? Well, your marriage is not going to work if you do that. Right? I know, right? So I don't believe in a backup plan because that's the boyfriend of your marriage. And I got rid of my license because that was a safety net, a backup plan if my business didn't work. So I don't have a backup plan. I don't have a safety net. And that is 100% the most courageous thing I've ever done, more than starting the business, because I believe in the business. I believe in myself, but letting that go was really difficult, but I knew it was the right thing to do. So
having a plan B is like having a boyfriend outside of your marriage. Like you're going into marriage and you're like, I'm just going to keep this my boyfriend here in case this doesn't work, so I can fall back on. That's like, I have never heard anyone describe it like that. Like, man, that's really, it's so true. Because then you're not giving your all in whatever you're doing.
You're not putting all your energy into plan A. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, oh, there's something I can always fall back on. So because of that, you are not fully present in whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because you keep thinking of, oh, I have a plan B, I have a backup plan mm-hmm. in case this doesn't work. Can you imagine getting into something and you already say, in case it doesn't work, mm-hmm. I have a backup plan? It's never going to work.
Exactly.
It's never going to work because as Sirelli said, oh my God, I love that analogy. Like, wow. I hope everyone heard that though. No,
yeah,
because
it's very good.
And okay, and then you talk how you were a paramedic. You know, sometimes when you talk to people about pursuing their dream, their vision, and they say, oh, safety, my job is my safety. Mm-hmm. And there is no safety in having a job because you can be let go at any day, anytime. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, for real, any mm-hmm. day, anytime. Nobody prays for that, but it does happen. So when someone feel like, instead of taking that step to build something for themselves of their own, they feel safe staying in a job. It's almost like, and think about it, you were a paramedic for goodness sake, like for real. I can imagine what it might have feel like to walk out of some. That's something that some people are dreaming to get into. Mm-hmm. But look at you took the bold step and you just keep going. That's amazing.
Yep. I think so, being an entrepreneur is like a combo of crazy and insane and driven and whatever else.
But you know the beauty about it? There's a level you get where your dream, your vision becomes like a burden. Mm-hmm. When nothing you see, the only thing you see is that dream, is that vision. That it doesn't matter what you have. And that doesn't mean that someone is being ungrateful. It's just because you've grown past whatever you have, no matter how big that thing is. When you get to that point where all you think is this vision, it becomes like so heavy in your heart where you can't even appreciate what you have, right? Not because you've been ungrateful, but because you're so taken by that vision, that dream, that all you think of, all you talk about is that dream. That's the point where you get, where you make that tough decision to say, you know what? I'm going to so jump. I'm going to have some bruises, but they're going to heal. And those scars, the scar from those bruises will remind me how I started or how far I have come, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
So tell me, how do you stay focused and motivated? Because there are challenges in being in business, being an entrepreneur, in everything we do. But how do you remain focused and really just keep going with no matter what happened, no matter what challenge, no matter what, I'll say, speed bump you meet or stop sign? How do you stay focused and motivated?
I feel like part of the blessing of getting rid of your safety net is you don't have a choice but to stay focused and to keep going. So it's not like I can just say, well, tried it for a while and I'm done now. There is no other option. And so as far as focusing, truthfully, I have a hard time with focus in a daily life because I have two tiny little boys and that love to distract me. But in general, just as far as focusing on my end goal, I lost my dad recently, and he is a lot of the inspiration behind this, because like I said, he taught me how to trade. He taught me how to swap. He proved to us that you could feed your family through trading and swapping. And I feel like I'm carrying on his vision and dream of just sharing that with people. And it's not that I'm doing it for him, but it's a dream we both are passionate about. And I'm doing it in a different way, in a modern way. And he did it in our tiny little town. And he was known across Canada in his business. Like, he was incredible. And it was truly because he cared about people. But all that to say, I caught the bug of the passion of just seeing how happy people can be with a trade. And it might seem silly, but I mean, everyone is so financially stressed. Everyone is worried about inflation and where they're going to get their kid's birthday present, or wanting to just have some luxuries like getting your hair done or your nails done or your house cleaned. But the guilt that comes with that of spending money. And I have traded, I can't even list all the things, but to name a few, I've traded for my cut and colors. I've traded for my house to be deep cleaned. I've traded for babysitting. I've traded for diapers. And so when you see that relief on people's faces, it really is so worth it. And knowing that I can help people have those connections, save them some money, like, financial stress is one of the worst stressors. It truly is. And I want to be able to help people leave that in a different way that isn't borrowing more money, working harder, getting another job. So that focusing on that passion and that why behind it is 100% why I stay focused. And then just remembering my dad in that, because he would be so happy if he knew. You know, I believe that he like can see me and looks down on me and that kind of thing. But if he was here, like, he would be doing this with me. Like, he would be so excited. So that's kind of the long version.
And my heart goes to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure he's in peace and just resting wherever he is, and just looking up and just smiling at you, looking down and just smiling at you, be happy with this amazing daughter that he raised. And thank you for sharing that. I know that must have been really tough. So are there any specific rituals or routines that you practice on a regular basis that really helps you stay aligned with your dream and everything you do?
I feel like I'm repeating some answers,
and that's fine.
But my cold plunges, I cannot say enough good about them.
Oh,
100%. I cold plunge every single day, and that is my consistency. And that is like, it raises your mood extremely. Like, it gets you refocused. It's so incredible. And so 100%, my cold plunging, I do my best to meditate every day, working out every day, obviously, like the typical things that keep you a healthy person. But that's just kind of what I do in a day that helps me just stay believing in myself, really is what it is. And that just overflows into other parts of my life. So,
I think I'm going to try some of that. I've never done it. I just feel like someone's organs will just get shut. I'm going to try it. It sounds like so much fun.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I've had so many people say to me, I would die. And it goes back to your mindset. Your body can handle it, but it's your mindset. And that's 100% why I started. And after I started, I realized how many health benefits there were that I didn't realize, but I only did it because of the mindset, like, just to do something mentally hard. So when you cold plunge in the morning, there's nothing else in your day that's going to be harder than that. Like, very little, like, there might be something, but I'm just saying, like, you can get through that. You can get through anything. So anyway, it's just a really good way to start your day. And the reason I started was there were so many people that I look up to that do it every single day. And I'm like, you know what? I am striving to be like them. Success leaves clues. I'm going to do what they do. So
what are some of the health benefits to it?
Well, so after you cold plunge, you get a dopamine release that lasts about 3 to 4 hours. That is the equivalent to doing cocaine. I've never done cocaine, but I've been told scientifically the high from cocaine lasts about 9 minutes, and from a cold plunge, it lasts 3 to 4 hours. So there are so many times where I get out of my cold plunge and I am like giddy, giggling, literally bounce up and down because I am so just excited and happy and so high. I call it my post-plunge high, but it literally is what I would imagine a high would feel like. So yeah. You get that boost. And then also just the overall mental health benefits are incredible. Mm-hmm. It is the absolute best thing that you can do regarding weight loss. It's better than any workout that you can possibly do. Because
I'm seriously considering doing it.
I know a lot of women say, okay, I'm in when I tell them that. But a calorie is a measure of heat in your body. And so when heat leaves your body, calories leave your body. So after about 2 weeks of doing it, my whole body was shrinking and I had no idea what was going on. I didn't start for that reason, but it literally was like melting the fat off of me. So that's one reason. One other thing, increased circulation. Like there's just so many, benefits. So yeah, but I always come back to saying that the best one is the fact that I believe in myself now. So that's the biggest thing that I've gotten out of cold plunging.
I'm going to try it for real. I'm going to try it. And I'll let you know how it goes. So what advice will you give? So there are people listening to us. What advice will you give someone who is listening to us and maybe they are in the winter of their life or fall of their life and they're considering really taking a bold step in whatever direction, whether it's, you know, quitting your job to follow their dream or starting a business or just going through life and things are just so difficult and they are kind of just feeling like, what have I done? Is this whole world against me? Or they just need some inspiration to say, hey, go for what you want, follow your heart, just go for it. You're going to make some mistakes, but you're going to learn. So what advice can you give someone like that?
I feel like there's so many things to pick. One is a little hard. However, probably what I would say is, like we've talked about, doing the inner work, assuming someone's already at that space where, you know, they've done the inner work, they're not thinking of themselves as a victim. You're not going to get anywhere thinking of yourself as a victim. If you still feel that way, go and do some inner work, figure some stuff out, and then come back and, you know, go after your dreams. But I was once told that one person in alignment is more powerful than millions out of alignment. So if you can do everything you can to do your best, none of us always stay in alignment, but do what you need to do to stay in alignment and then make a decision and then just take action. Like, I cannot tell you, and this blows my mind to this day, I cannot tell you how many people I have told about my business. And they're like, oh, I had that idea a couple of years ago. I had that idea 5 years ago. I'm like, what do you mean you had it 5 years ago? Why the hell isn't there a business out here then? Like, they don't take action. They had the same idea, but they don't take action. So get aligned and then take some action, because that is the biggest thing that is missing for people. And as you said, like getting that feedback of failure, like I didn't know what the heck I was doing when I started. And in so many ways, I still don't, but I took action because the thought of not taking action made me sick to my stomach. And so I just did it. So get aligned and then just do it and figure it out as you go. Like, I heard someone say that being an entrepreneur is like jumping out of an airplane and building your parachute on the way down. And that very much feels true, but it's basically what it is. So just jump and, you know, you'll get caught at some point. Someone will catch you.
Awesome. That's so good. I think, as you rightly said, the inner work, start doing the inner work is so important, because there's nothing that can hold someone back like an internal when they have an internal conflict. Starting to do that inner work and then just being really clear of what you want. Like, what do I really want? You know, being really clear about that and fall in love with that dream, with that vision, and become, start seeing you living that life, doing that thing, and then take it from there. As you rightly said, there's so much one can do, but I think starting with doing that inner work, because until we take care of that, those limiting beliefs, those imposter syndrome, take care of all those strongholds, it's hard to really take inspired steps or actions. So I like that. Just do it. Just do it. Like, just jump. Jump. You have some bruises, but the bruises are going to heal. You're not going to die from them. Nobody had died from me. So if someone wants to, even before I ask that, is there any new project in the pipeline? Because I know you are a big, big project dream builder. Like, you are so into the dream building lifestyle. So is there anything that you're working on?
Anything I'm working on? Well, yes, there is. And I actually hesitated to do this podcast because what I'm working on is so big that it will be a completely different podcast. Like, it'll have a different twist when we speak again. And then you had said you could just invite me back, which is so kind of you. So yes, I'm definitely working on something. Basically what I can tell you is about 2 months ago, I got to a point where I was broken is not the right word, discouraged, and saying, I need clear direction. Like, give me clear direction for this specific thing. And I cried and I just said, show me what to do in this area regarding my business. And within a few days, I got an answer, and it is mind blowing. It is nothing I'd ever thought of before. It is like, you literally won't believe me when I tell you, when I can finally tell you. It's crazy. It's so beautiful. And so I'm working on that. It's probably a few weeks away from being able to announce publicly, but it's going to be huge. So I'm really
excited. And I want you back because I want to know what that is. I want to know, and I want our listener to also know what that is. So I will definitely have you back here. You know,
thank you.
And awesome. You know, a lot of people might not know about your app, and it's such a brilliant idea. So how can they find you? If someone wants to find you, if they want to know about more about your app, your trading app, how can they find you?
Yeah, so you can look up my name on Facebook, or you can look up my business website. It's probably the easiest because there is a link to the app, whether it's Apple or Android, within the website, and the app is free. So you can download it. It functions kind of like Marketplace or Kijiji, where you scroll through, see what you want, see what you need, and then offer someone what you have in exchange. So it's just Kijiji, but no price tags. So if you go to my website at www.zwapifi.ca, that is where you can get the app for free, or you can look it up on the app store as well. And then you can follow me online if you like, just to, for more updates. I will be announcing online once I am able to announce things. So definitely follow the business to stay tuned and get updates. But,
I'm really excited. I look forward to that. I really want to know. And I'm definitely going to bring you back because I want our listener to know what that is so that they can take advantage of it. So, hey, beautiful people. So we've come to the end of this episode. And it's been amazing. And thank you so much, Tazza, for coming on. And it's been amazing. Again, it's your girl, Grace Oben. And this is Magnetized. See you next week. Take care. Bye. Now, are you ready to make your dream a reality? Head to freegiftfromgraceoben.com. and start your unique journey today. That is freegiftfromgraceoben.com. See you on the other side.